Message from the House.
March 8, 2012, from the House of Representatives, message number 281, Joint Conference Committee number 1, report adopted. Mr. President, Senate file number 5, County Commissioners, removal of appointed board members. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 35, noes 22, excused 3. March 8, 2012, from the House of Representatives, message number 282, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate file 8, ethanol tax credit. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 55, noes 2, excused 3. March 8, 2012, from the House of Representatives, message number 283, Joint Conference Committee Report number 1, adopted. Mr. President, Senate File 25, Public Records. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 49, noes 8, excused 3. March 8, 2012, from the House of Representatives, message number 284, Joint Conference Committee number 1 report adopted. Mr. President, Senate file 27, public meetings. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 54, noes 3, excused 3. March 8, 2012, from the House of Representatives, message number 285, Joint Conference Committee number 1 report adopted. Mr. President, Senate file 107, Public Works Contracts. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 49, noes 8, excused 3. March 8, 2012, from the House of Representatives, message number 286, Joint Conference Committee number 1 report. Mr. President, Senate file 57, Education Accountability. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 38, noes 18, excused 4. March 8, 2012, from the House of Representatives, message number 287, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate file number 59, Public Employees Retirement Plan Benefit Increases. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 40, no 16, excused 4. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. You want any of these back?
Signing of enrolled acts. Senate enrolled act number 60, original Senate file 5.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 60, being original Senate File 5, an act relating to district boards.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 60, original Senate File 5. So signed. Senate Enrolled Act Number 61, original Senate File 8.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 61, being original Senate File 8, an act relating to taxation.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 61, original Senate File 8. So signed. Senate Enrolled Act 62, original Senate File 25.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 62, being original Senate File 25, and act relating to public records.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 62, original Senate File 25. So sign. Enrolled Act Number 63, Senate Enrolled Act Number 63, original Senate File 27.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 63 being original Senate File 27, and Act relating to public meetings.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 63, original Senate File 27. So signed. Senate Enrolled Act 64, original Senate File 107.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 64 being original Senate File 107, an act relating to administration of government.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 64, original Senate File 107. So signed. I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 65, original Senate File 57.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 65 being original Senate File 57, an act relating to the Wyoming Accountability and Education Act.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 65, original Senate File 57. So signed. Senate Enrolled Act Number 66, original Senate File 59.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 66 being original Senate File 59, an act relating to public employee retirement plans.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 66, original Senate File 59. So signed. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, I move that bills currently pending before this body in the 61st Wyoming State Legislature budget session not be carried over to any future legislative session.
Mr. Minority Floor Leader Hastert. You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. By your vote, the motion has passed the Senate. Majority Floor Leader Ross.
Mr. President, I move that the House of Representatives be informed that the Senate of the 61st Wyoming State Legislature budget session has completed its business and is ready to adjourn.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion is carried. I'm directing the Senate Chief Clerk to inform the House of Representatives that the Senate 2012 budget session of the 61st Wyoming Legislature is ready to adjourn. Majority Floor Leader Ross.
Mr. President, I move that a committee of two be appointed to inform the Governor that the Senate has completed its business and is ready to adjourn, and to escort His Excellency, the Governor, to the Senate.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion is carried. Senator Perkins and Senator Martin, please inform the Governor that the Senate has completed its business and is ready to adjourn and escort His Excellency, the Governor Matthew H. Meade, to the Senate chamber. The Senate will now be at ease until the sound of the gavel. Senate will come to order. Please rise. Governor Meade, we welcome you to the Senate.
Certainly have a lot of papers here with me, but don't be alarmed. Mr. President, thank you for the invitation to be here, and I want to thank you for your 15 years of combined experience in the House and the Senate. I want to thank you very much for taking on this heavy lift and serving as President, and I want to congratulate you on a very successful job. Thank you, sir. Members of the Senate, thank you for inviting me here, and thank you for your hard work during this session. It is hard on many things to get a consensus, but as I have done an informal poll of this body, one thing became very clear to me with regard to my comments today, and that is shorter is better. I don't think, Mr. President, a motion's even needed on that. I think we're good. But there is a few things that I would like to say before you leave town involving the session. I started the session with my State of the State address. And in my address, I did my best to point out in a number of different ways that the state of Wyoming is strong. And I tried to point out the reasons that Wyoming has been strong and remains strong. That includes, of course, we are very blessed with minerals, with tourism, with ag, with a great workforce, with a great work ethic. And I'd also point out that we continue to find ways to make the state even stronger. We look at connectivity. We look at education. We look at how we can continue to develop our resources in a responsible way and yet use the resources that are available to us. One of the other reasons, in my view, that Wyoming remains so strong, and as I visit with governors from around the country, I've become more and more convinced of how important this is to the state of Wyoming. And that is this. For you who leave your families, your homes, and your careers to come down here and serve in a citizen legislature, that is a great, great thing for Wyoming that makes our state strong. The breadth and width of your experience, you coming from the private sector, you not spending all of your lives in the political world, that is a great guidance to the state of Wyoming. Your decisions that you make regarding business, regarding tourism, ag, regarding whatever it may be, is not theoretical. You don't base your decisions on hunches. You have been there. You have done that. You come from the private sector. And that continues to serve our state very well, and I thank you for that. I thank you for the hard work you have done this session. I would say, in looking at it, and I've heard some in the press make comments, it's been a fairly uneventful session. I think the better way to look at it has been a very productive session where the nuts and bolts and the workings of state government have been met head on, and you made the hard choices, and you moved the ball down the court. You've tackled the budget in a very difficult, with some of the difficult decisions that are involved in that. You tackled redistricting as a body. And I would also say that you've tackled areas that were key to me, including education, infrastructure, wolves, and I have a long list here that I'll get to. But in my State of the State, while I mentioned that the state is strong, I also pointed out that belt tightening is going to be needed. We know this is so because we all ask, appropriately so, for the federal government to spend less, to engage in a more fiscally responsible plan for the country. And if they do that, and I hope that they do, is going to mean less money for all the states. On top of that, because our revenues are so tied to minerals, in particular natural gas, we know that also is going to add to some belt tightening needs. When we started our budget process, I prepared my budget on $4 per MCF natural gas. A switch was made, and we prepared a second budget based on $3.25 gas. Yesterday, as I do every day, I look at natural gas prices, but I decided not to do it today because I wanted to be in a little better mood. Yesterday, gas was below $2.25. So we have worked through this session knowing that there is harder work ahead. The state of Wyoming, over the last decade, has doubled the budget. And during that time period, this body and the previous administration have done some tremendous things in the state of Wyoming. We've had some tremendous projects that have been done. But the fact of the matter is, we can't continue down that line. The revenue picture has changed. We know, for example, that as natural gas prices fall, that we're going to continue to tighten our budget. But perhaps one of the unfortunate and perhaps unexpected consequences of that decade of growth where we doubled the budget and did so many tremendous projects is that some, in some quarters, in some parts of our state, within some of our citizens, the request for money is no longer a request, it is an expectation. The request for money is not an opportunity, it is viewed as a right. And we need to work to change that, because the fact is the opportunities that we've had and we see even this session with capital construction projects, those are in fact opportunities. But they are opportunities only when the revenue is available. They are not a right. They are an opportunity. And when we see some of the requests that come in for funding, it is not as if we make this request, we will do our best. That is, we make this request and we better not get denied. And the fact is, we had to make some denials this session. And in the next session, the sessions for the next several years, it looks like we're going to have to make even more denials. You all will be charged with that difficult task. A few specifics about the budget. I left the House this morning at 4:30 a.m. to meet and send off another group to Afghanistan, 27 members of the 30th Airlift Squadron. And as you go to those send-offs and you see the men and the women grabbing their bags and preparing, as you see dads and moms and children kissing each other goodbye, you well up with pride. You well up with pride for being a Wyoming citizen and for being an American. And I am very proud of this body historically and again this session for the very strong support it gives to our military members, both who are serving now and those who have served. It is a great message from Wyoming. And if you would have been with me this morning and you see the moms and dads kissing each other goodbye and the little young children, you would know that we are well served now and in the past by our military. And each one of them that I have a chance to say hi to, they recognize the support and they say thank you. And we should be proud of that. Another specific of the budget, I made requests in my State of the State and in my budget for strong support of infrastructure. We have challenges with regard to our infrastructure, but our ability to get it right, and we have that ability, I think is going to be a key as a fundamental building block to our success in the future. We have infrastructure needs. We have met some of those infrastructure needs, but there is more to come. But you have to have infrastructure if you want a strong economy. I asked for support in local funding, and you granted my request for local funding. I asked for support of IT, and you granted that. I asked for support for funding of our roads, and you granted that as well. With regard to local funding, let me just tell you that in addition to just getting the request, I also want to point out, as you all know, that counties and towns, because they have served different people, don't always agree on every issue. And we worked very hard this past year with all the towns, counties, municipalities to come together and have a single message with them and my office to make a presentation to the legislature. This is the correct amount, and this is how we would like to see it allocated. And we hope that that model continues in the future for the towns and counties, because I expressed to them and they agreed that it's very difficult when they come to the legislature and the towns say this and the counties say this and they lay it upon you to choose sides. Nobody wants to do that. Each of us live in or near a town. Each of us live in a county. So when the towns and counties can come together with a single message, it is a great model, and I will continue to work with them on that model for future requests of this body. While I am very enthused by the support, infrastructure support, we also recognize one of the big challenges we have is with regard to our roads. We know that industry requires good roads. We know that the private sector generally requires good roads. We know that safety requires good roads. We also know that there's options that have been floating out there for a number of years. And if we took a poll, privately or maybe publicly, none of us likes the options. That's the fact. But I would bet in that same poll, none of us would like the option of having this strong state have roads that are deteriorating, have this strong state have roads where our tourists cannot travel and feel safe, where our school buses cannot be safe. We have a challenge ahead of us, and I look forward to working with this group on what will the model be to provide long-term funding. Is our decision going to be continue to take it out of the general fund, and at what cost to other things we may want to fund? Or is our decision going to be a long-term funding model that will provide not only the funding, but the predictability of funding for road projects? That's a tough challenge for you all. It's a tough challenge for me, but it's one we have to meet this coming year. We must also take hard looks at our taxation. Wyoming, as I said in my state of the state, has got recognition as the best-run state, one of the best states for small businesses, one of the best state, in fact, in terms of taxation. But we have to recognize that times change, and we have to recognize what industry does changes. And that's why I think we have to take another look at how we tax everything from coal to wind. Because we do not want to lose. We do not want to slip down that list once you've been on top as a state with the best tax policy. We do not want to lose that throne. So we have to be adaptable, and we have to recognize the challenges of industry. We have to recognize that we do not want to have perverse tax policy that does not motivate industry, but instead stifles industry. I am pleased, and this probably goes without saying, for your help and support with regard to the Wolf Plan. It was about a year ago that Secretary Salazar in my office, he and I agreed in principle on what that Wolf Plan would look like. What I knew when I left that office is that two people in the whole state agreed on something and that we had a lot more to convince. And we worked with livestock producers, with sportsmen's groups, with groups from all over the state, and with all of you as individuals. I cannot fail to mention Steve Farrell. He spent a year of his life traveling around and meeting with all of you who had time to meet with him, explaining the plan, explaining why we wanted to go in that direction, recognizing that that plan and no plan is perfect. But thank you very much for your support, because for me, it is high time Wyoming took management of wolves, and thank you for your support. I am pleased also on your work on greenhouse gases. This was not an easy lift. It was complex, and at first blush, when I started having those discussions about the state of Wyoming regulating greenhouse gases in some fashion, I had to ask people to go ahead and sit back down because I wasn't going crazy, that actually this could be a benefit to the state of Wyoming. And the work this body did going through that provides a more predictable path for industry. And that is important, and I thank you. I also want to tell you I appreciate the support on trying to get something done on Pavilion. I asked for money for a water project. I also would recognize that money is available in the budget for new testing. And I will report to you today, hot off the presses, that over the last couple of weeks I've been working with EPA and the administrator, Lisa Jackson, and my message has been the same since the news broke in December about Pavilion. And the message is this. In my view, you do not conclude test, then peer review. You test, you review, and then you reach your conclusion. And I have asked for some additional testing to be done, and I've asked before a peer review is going to be done that those tests are completed and that those tests are agreed upon and that we go forward with them, we see what those tests are, and then and only then do we do the peer review. Today, with Lisa Jackson and the tribes, we issued a joint press release agreeing to just that. I was able to reach that agreement from EPA in part because I was able to say the legislature has provided me with some funding to address the water situation, and the legislature has provided me the means to do additional testing. I appreciate that because what we want to be led by is sound science rather than political science, and I think we now have an opportunity to do that. I appreciate also your realistic approach to Medicaid. Medicaid is difficult for all of us as we see the exorbitant amount of funds that are going out. But I didn't want to leave Tom Forslund with a deficit. I wanted to have him have the best chance of success. Tom Forslund, I can assure you, is taking a very serious and hard look at expenditures at the Department of Health, and he is committed to working with this legislative body and trying to find new means on how we can save money in the state on Medicaid. And I respect and I thank you all for your work with regard to all agencies. The message you sent to the executive branch, which is the exact right message, is the belt tightening has occurred and it needs to continue to occur. And I will work as hard as I can with each agency to make sure the directives on future cuts are met. That is what you've asked. It is the right request, and we will do our job. You also recognize by your work the value of Wyoming workers getting home safely. We are blessed, as I've said, to have such great wealth in ag and tourism and in minerals, but we recognize that none of it works without the workers who do the heavy lifting, and we want our workers to come home safely at night. And you recognize that with leadership in a cooperative fashion from the state, that we can get further down the road to worker safety. I thank you for that. With regard to education, we have made, in my view, some very good strides on education. We know that we are putting a very big puzzle together, and we continue to put more and more of the pieces together, the pieces of the excellent teachers and administrators we have here in Wyoming, along with the challenges and supports that this body provides. We're not done yet. It'll be a work in progress. There will be challenges, there will be some success, and there will be some failures. But I think as a body and as a state, we've said, listen, we're setting the bar high. We may make some mistakes on how we get there, but we are committed to having the best education system possible for our kids in Wyoming. I also would say, in my time as governor, I have tried to address issues head on. Whether it's the dynamic compaction and the Tree Street people in Rock Springs, whether it's Pavilion, whether it's wolves, whether it's greenhouse gases. And, of course, you all know, because you've been there with me, that when you take those issues head on and you come to some resolution, that there's always going to be some conflict. Not everyone's going to agree. But one of the strengths of this body and the strengths of the Wyoming is we are still small enough to change direction, change course, to actually solve problems. And not many states can say that. They can meet, they can argue, but they don't get anything done. We get things done in Wyoming. I feel the same about health care. Health care is a big issue for our state. I think the Affordable Care Act is not only wrong for America, it's wrong for Wyoming. I have challenged it in every way I can, starting with the first act of the Attorney General joining the other states, challenging the Affordable Care Act. I've joined with Republican governors, challenging it in another brief. And I am hopeful that we have complete success in front of the Supreme Court. But let's assume that we do. Let's assume we get that very good news on some day. We have not solved health care issues. We still have rising Medicaid expenditures. We still have use and misuse of our medical, our hospitals and of our doctors. We've got work to do. The problem is the solutions are not easy. We know that anything we try can have an associated expense. We know that anything we try is certainly open to criticism. And I wish I could announce today to you, here is the answer. I don't know the answer, but I do know what the answer is not. The answer is not to just hope that with the Supreme Court we have success and then call it a victory. We cannot continue along the spending that we have had with Medicaid for the years to come. Let me also say, for those of you that worked on the budget, very much appreciate it. For those of you that helped out on redistricting, for those of you that helped out on so many good issues that I don't have time today to cover, I want you to know that I am thankful that I get to work with this legislature. It has been an amazing year for my wife and I as we have gone on this journey. And I said last year, I consider it such a great, great privilege to be able to say, I'm Matt and I represent Wyoming. And part of that is because I don't have the problems so many others governors do. I have a citizen legislature to work with that whether they agree or disagree with me, they are here to do the right thing. They are here to do the right thing for Wyoming. And that is a true blessing. So I'll close with my sincere thanks and a close. God bless you and safe travels.
Governor Mead. Governor Mead, on behalf of the members of the Senate, I want to thank you for your closing remarks to us. And I would ask Senator Perkins and Senator Martin to please escort His Excellency, the Governor, from the Senate chamber. Thank you, Governor. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, I move the following. One, that the Senate 61st Wyoming State Legislature budget session adjourn until a date and time which are determined jointly by the President of the Senate and by the Speaker of the House of Representatives for the purpose of calling the Senate and the House back into session. Two, that if no such time is established before December 31st, 2012, the Senate, the 61st Wyoming State Legislature budget session is adjourned sine die, effective at 12 o'clock noon on that day, and the Legislative General Session, 62nd Wyoming Legislature, shall convene on the 8th day of January, 2013, at the hour of 12 o'clock noon. Three, that the Senate specifically concurs in any identical motion adopted by the House of Representatives. And four, that if the House of Representatives fails to concur in the action of the Senate under paragraphs 1 through 3 of this motion by adopting an identical motion applicable to the House of Representatives, the Senate of the 61st Wyoming State Legislature budget session is adjourned sine die.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. By your vote, the motion has passed the Senate. We are now at that order of business, reading and correction and approval of the journal. Senator Nutting, would you please read the report? There being no objection, the report is adopted. Subject to the conditions set forth in the Majority Floor Leader Ross's motion, the Senate of the 61st Wyoming State Legislature budget session is adjourned and the Legislative General Session, 62nd Wyoming Legislature, shall convene on the 8th day of January 2013 at the hour of 12 o'clock noon. Will Senator Dockstetter please give the closing prayer?
We express gratitude for thy help in this session. We thank thee, Father, for the quality of life we have here in Wyoming. Express appreciation for thy help throughout this session. We ask as thou bless us in our responsibilities now as we leave for the summer, fall, and months that go between the sessions, the responsibilities we have. Bless the Senate leadership, the committee leadership, that they will move the work forward in the best manner possible. Most of all, we ask thou bless us in our efforts to serve the people, those who are most important to us here in the state of Wyoming. Now, as we return to our homes, we ask that thou will please bless us in any particular matters that we need to take care of with our homes and families and our businesses. If there be particular matters we need help with, please guide and direct us with those. Both members of the Senate and the staff, as they return to their homes, bless us, please, in that manner. As we leave now, we appreciate and acknowledge thy hand in our lives. We appreciate the blessings of friendships that we have here. We ask for the blessing of safe travels back to our homes throughout the state of Wyoming. And we close this session and do so in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Senate is adjourned.